Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira. Hey. We're going to have to switch gears here, big time, because the video pick of the week is not particularly about a healthy thing. This is about holiday decadence. So,
ooh.
So change your mind, turn your minds
deep breath,
around.
Deep cleansing breath.
Cleansing breath, exactly. So this story dates back 5 years now, if you can believe it. 5 years ago, we wondered whether a perennial holiday quandary, will alcohol in my homemade eggnog kill salmonella if that salmonella happens to get in there? Because eggnog is made, if you don't use pasteurized eggs, it's made with raw eggs, so there's a chance that you could get salmonella. So we wondered, but what about if you spike it with rum or bourbon or whatever you choose? Will that kill the bugs? And 5 years ago, we encountered a Christmas miracle.
A Christmas miracle.
I think so, because it turns out there was a lab at the Rockefeller University, Vince Fischetti's lab, that happened to have been making eggnog for 40 years.
What a coincidence.
A microbiologist.
Serendipity.
Absolutely. So this was a very festive lab, and we asked them if they would look into this, and they did several times over for us. Mm-hmm. And so we have the results, and the video pick of the week is the results of our sample size of one, we should be clear,
right,
experiment into this.
And you found that if you put enough, spike your eggnog enough, should we...
Well, yes. So you can go to our website for the recipe. But after the key to this, and actually, let's have Vince Fischetti sort of give us a little background.
The recipe comes originally from Rebecca Lansfield, who is a famous scientist in this laboratory. She initiated it making in the laboratory before Thanksgiving, and let it sit in the refrigerator until Christmas, and we all enjoy it for Christmas. It gets very smooth at Christmas time.
Very smooth.
It mellows.
Mellow eggnog.
But so, as you heard, the key to this recipe is letting it sit around for weeks in the fridge after the alcohol has been added. And what we found in this experiment, again, sample size of one, was that after weeks, it was sterile. They actually took this batch of eggnog, just like the control, the one they make every year. They put salmonella in the eggnog. Because they're microbiologists, they have access to salmonella.
This is what they do.
This is what they do. In the equivalent amount to one or 10 bad eggs or so. And they plated it out over time on these little plates. And if you put the sample on the plate right after you've added the salmonella, it looks like a lawn. I mean, the bacteria
petri dish
just,
is full of lawn. Like a lawn.
Like a lawn. Right. Just colonies everywhere. Mm-hmm. Then after a week, there are fewer. You still would not want to drink it. After 3 weeks... there's nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sterile. Good to drink.
Didn't drink it. They didn't do the ultimate test, they said. And I don't blame them.
So it's our video pick of the week. You can watch them make this special homebrew of...
yes, of eggnog.
Of eggnog. And the recipe is up there.
Recipe is up there. And they say the key really... I mean, the key to this experiment was letting it sit, it looked like. But they also said that the key to the flavor was letting it sit. Now, we have, doctors who are just on the line. I'm sure they would not recommend this. And we aren't either. This is the interest of research and science, this video.
And they need to do this alcoholic experiment a few dozen more times.
And
select which is the right kind of alcohol to put in there.
Well, they say rum and bourbon.
Right.
They don't suggest spiking your own with salmonella for sure. But they also have said that in the last 40 years, there have been
Done this for 40 years.
40 years?
Without a bad batch.
Well, they haven't added the salmonella 40 years, but they've never had a bad batch in 40 years making it in the lab.
Wow, that's longer than
a lot of data.
Yeah, they have it. It's our video pick of the week up there on a Science Friday on our website at sciencefriday.com. Also, you can download it on YouTube a little bit later once we get it up there. And there it is. Flora, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sarah.
A little bit of holiday cheer. That's about all the time we have for our program. Senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our associate senior producer, Christopher Intagliata. Luis Quevedo, our Spanish language producer. Denise Chow, our associate producer. Sam Flato, our production assistant. John Chang is our intern. Neil Rauch, our technical director, spinning the dials here in New York. And as because if you want to see, if you want to take that video with you, you can download it not only from our website, but you can take it with you on our app. We have Android and iTunes apps. You can take Science Friday with you, listen to it, watch the videos, and interact with us on the apps. And you can also join us and follow us on Facebook. Week-long discussion over there, and you can tweet us at SciFry, and go to our website at sciencefriday.com. Join our mailing list. We'll send you all kinds of goodies, good stuff to know what's happening, what's coming up in the week, and join our Science Friday community. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.